Good morning. Brr, it's cold.
I know. Something to do with the temperature, I believe.
Something like that.
Time of year. Now, hearty stews are just the antidote for cold evenings.
Oh, aren't they just?
Stews is our topic this morning.
They are. Well, this is off the back of Eurovision, Robbo. Right. Remember, because on Sunday night, Eurovision triumphed.
Yes.
And actually, Ukraine
Which
triumphed.
Which was fantastic.
I got a question for you. They won, and there was, is rap back? There was a lot of rap in that song.
Yeah, well, various types. There's C-rap. C-rap.
I didn't think you could say that.
Shortened to crap.
I don't think you can say this that early in the morning.
I can say it. When it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest, I can say it about anything. Thank you very much. Well, listen, let's get into stews.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'll be here all day. Ukraine.
Yes. Simple. Super simple stew. So basically beef, potatoes and tomatoes with a little dill on top for colouring. But I live next door to a Croatian woman and she introduced me to Vegeta.
Vegeta?
Vegeta.
What is that?
Basically, it's a flavour enhancer. So, yeah, it's got a little MSG in it. Healthy
MSG,
level.
Yeah.
Healthy level. Basically, it makes everything taste good, so or better. So I'm thinking that Ukrainian stew probably has a little Vegeta as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a very simple one, and we'll get to my recipe shortly as well, because it's not dissimilar in some respects. So what else you got?
Well, they're all quite similar. This is the thing. But I feel like each country kind of brings their own little bit to it. So Italy, so Turin, which is up in the mountains in Italy, they have like lots more vegetables and more variety of herbs in theirs. And of course, vino.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, you got to add the wine.
I tend to have it on the side.
Yeah. I do both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the French, they've got a beef bourguignon. Which is basically braised beef in wine from Burgundy.
Oh, right.
And they add some onions and mushrooms, carrots and bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because everything, like Vegeta, everything tastes better with bacon.
Oh, of course it does. Of course it does. Well, that's fantastic. Now, I know we were bemoaning the fact, or you were bemoaning the fact, that we don't really have an Australian stew. But I took you to task on that. I think lamb stew, because lamb is our national dish.
Yes, true. This is true. But I feel like we take a little bit from everything. Like, I mean, you could have like an Indian-inspired sort of stew and make it more of like a Rogan Josh. Or you could have a French one and add some bacon and put some wine in there. And it's a bit more like the, can you have lamb, bourguignon?
Oh, you could have lamb and anything. But when I grew up, mum made a damn good stew. And it was lamb, taties, peas. Carrots. And, of course, a beautiful gravy.
Yeah, good.
All right, well, I'll leave you with one too. My favourite, which I discovered in Ireland. And not even in Ireland, not everybody knows. It's a real Dublin working class meal, coddle.
Is coddle, like, is that an Irish word, coddle?
No idea. NFI. So, a couple of kilos of potatoes, peeled. 500 mils of boiled water. I can do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounding simple so far.
A big ham, and you whack it in, and you boil that as well. A pound of good quality pork sausages, straight in the water. A piece of thick cut bacon, straight in the water. Two large onions, straight in the water. A little bit of parsley, and then salt and pepper. And then you just absolutely boil the shizen out of it for a few hours, and Bob's your uncle.
And there's your coddle.
It's bloody beautiful.
Like, is it like a white...
It's like a white
stew, then.
It's like a white stew. Now, one thing before we go, of course, Election Day on Saturday. I had to vote early. So you know what I miss out on?
You're going to miss out on, like, the Election Day sausage.
The freedom sausage. Damn. I'm upset by that.
Well, yeah, you should be. Mm. That is, like, the only, like, that's the greatest thing about voting on that day is that you get a sausage.
And I think
you support your local charity.
And I think the great thing about the sausages on Election Day is that they tend to be, which is a real Australian thing, the cheapest, plainest beef sausages you can find anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. But they taste the best.
Oh, they do.
They taste great. I can't wait. I might even have two this Election Day.
Well, you enjoy and have yourself a great week.
Yeah. Well, should we talk sausages next week then?
Let's do it. Let's talk all things snags next week.
It's a shame I can't vote more times and I could go and test them all out. All right, do it.